Hola, mujeres y allies. This is Cristina Castañeda at Latina Vida, your host for today's Latina Vida Career Hacks. This is our mini podcast featuring tips and insights from our newsletter that publishes each week. If you would like your own copy, please visit us at latinavida.org and you'll be prompted to sign up. This week's career hacks are on Zoom meetings. Your day is full of Zoom meetings. You're even being invited to Zoom parties, and Zoom dating is a thing. Who knew? This is just the world we live in, and we are going to have to get good at appearing on camera, creating Zoom agendas, and radiating gravitas in a meeting. Today's tips cover all three. The quote of today is, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself," by Rumi. Focusing on what you can change is where you will start to feel empowered and in control. Now, just because we've been in isolation and things are unpredictable and sometimes feeling like they're beyond our control, all of that uncertainty, it doesn't have to make you feel trapped or distant. You can still make great connections and keep your work-life balance strong, keep a great relationship with your colleagues, all via Zoom without turning into what I like to call a Zoombie. Now, there have been days where I've spent 8 hours of back-to-back meetings on Zoom feeling absolutely drained, exhausted, and just completely spent. You do not have to feel that way. You've just got to learn how to manage your time and energy on Zoom so you can have the best outcome not only for yourself but also for your teams. Now, here are some ways you can leverage Zoom not only for meetings but for your career long term. Ready, mujeres? Uno, dos, y tres. Let's do this con ganas. So the first tip I want to cover is your Zoom quotient. How do you look when you present? How do you speak? Now, you want to make sure that your background looks nice, and I'm not talking about those cheesy pictures where you're like floating in space or anything like that. Your background wants to look natural. It does look better if it's more natural. You don't want the background to be distracting. Now, how do you speak? Is your microphone turned on? Is your sound good? Are you able to speak clearly? Because remember, your energy is different in person than it is on camera, and you want to make sure you have a great balance of energy so you still come across as professional and engaging. Now, when it comes to Zoom, you're just prone to more tech disasters. Let's just be honest. Things are going to happen. Now, being a professional does not mean that you never mess up. Being a professional means that you know how to mess up. Can you recover from that tech problem with grace? That loud person who unmutes themselves by accident, or your screen freezing, or you drop connection, whatever happens, you don't want to show panic in your face. You want to remain calm, stay gracious, and just keep going on with your meeting without missing a beat and maybe even laughing it off, but always staying calm and cool and collected actually makes you look more professional and more human. And it shows that you can handle obstacles in your way, and that's what you want. So technical failures might happen. Expect it and handle them. Now, my next tip is about planning for a high-profile meeting. I have seen managers bring donuts to meetings, play music, and do fun icebreaker games just to get people to pay attention and to even show up. Now, those are perks, but they don't guarantee a great meeting. And on Zoom, you can't really do that as well as you can in a boardroom. So how do you keep people's attention on Zoom, and how do you get them to even show up? First off, you gotta make a great agenda. And your agenda should not just be a long to-do list. Your agenda should have engagement questions ready. Now, what I mean by that are questions that have people contribute. You either get them to raise their hand, give you thumbs up or thumbs down, or type an answer in the chat, and then it sparks discussion. You want to make sure you have something like that ready, because you don't want people to just show up, turn their cameras off, and then multitask and do other things while that meeting is happening. You want them present and engaged. So a great way to run a meeting is to not think of yourself as a lecturer who's just going to talk for the time allotted. You are going to facilitate, and you are going to have people chime in and share their ideas, share their opinions, give feedback, sometimes critique, but you are going to be open to it. If you can facilitate a great meeting, you are getting everyone engaged and involved and present, and that is what you want, because that's also great leadership. Now, your gravitas, right? People think that gravitas is just natural, but really, the people who have the most gravitas, they work at it. Being confident, having this great presence, you know, all of it is a factor of great preparation and just working at these values and these things every day. Now, a great meeting that has a lot of gravitas, it really, really depends on the positivity you put into that meeting. Now, I love to end meetings with a positive outcome. You want to make sure that people leave feeling great about the work that they do, feeling excited about the week ahead. If you can close your meeting with a positive outcome, people will remember that and they will look forward to your meetings, right? They're not feeling drained. They don't feel like they have this long to-do list of things. They don't feel panicked about, you know, things going wrong and what we have to do to fix them and all the things that are left for the day. You want them to feel good. So make sure you wrap up your meeting with a sense of unity, with a sense of teamwork, with a sense of excitement, but just some sort of positive note that leaves people feeling good about the work that they do and what they contribute to the team. Now, also what gives you gravitas is not so much about you and your confidence, but it's how well you listen and respect others' ideas. You got to give people a space to contribute. As I mentioned before, you've got to facilitate. But the more you can make people feel appreciated and heard and that their ideas are okay, that you can listen to them and be receptive to them, the more that they will be willing to be open and share. And that's what you want, because you want people to contribute their best ideas, because it's a win for everybody. So gravitas is not just about you, it's about how well you respect and appreciate all the colleagues around you. So if you can give that sense of safety and that sense of appreciation in your meeting, you will be able to get the best ideas out of people. You will be able to work well together, and you will just have just a more pleasant atmosphere in your meetings instead of thinking, oh God, what else do we have to talk about? How long is this going to be? You don't want that. You want people to show up and really enjoy the ideas and they share and the work that they do. You never want to waste anyone's time, just like any meeting. And this is the time that you have to bond the most. Now, it's not necessarily over silly games and donuts, but it's really about sharing ideas and bringing them to life. So make sure that you are bringing all of that positivity to every meeting, whether it's in a boardroom or in a Zoom room, you are getting the best out of your colleagues and your teams. Okay, mujeres, that's it. Es todo. Thank you for listening to Latina Vida Career Hacks. And remember, if you would like to support this work, please look for us on Patreon. We are interested in featuring mini podcasts where you can comment and share how you are using these career hacks for your success. Please write us at latinavida.org or give us a shout out on Twitter at latinavida360. Remember, mujeres, live your vida con intention. Abrazos.